Today we're continuing our series on discipleship. If you remember last week, we were talking about Jesus calling Simon Peter and Andrew and James and John. But today we're looking at the heart of what sustains and grows us as disciples. Living in the Word, Scripture. Our passage today comes from John 8, 31 and 32. John 8, 31 and 32. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." In these verses, Jesus gives us the essence of discipleship. It's about immersing ourselves in Jesus' teachings and allowing Scripture to guide, correct, and nurture our lives. Jesus is speaking to people who already believe in Him, but He emphasizes that belief must go deeper. True discipleship requires an ongoing, living relationship with His Word. Now, Jesus is talking to His own disciples here, and He's telling them, look, just knowing me isn't enough. You need more than just a loose knowledge of what I say. Jesus is calling to His disciples and to those of us that want to be His disciples. He is calling to let His teachings permeate every part of our lives. Let His teachings influence our thoughts and our actions and our decisions. Scripture serves as our compass. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." When we immerse ourselves in the Word, it shows us the way. It illuminates our path. It helps us make decisions aligned with God's will as we navigate life. Living in the Word means letting it direct our daily lives, ensuring that we walk in the paths of righteousness. Scripture also acts as a mirror, reflecting our true selves and revealing areas that need change. Hebrews 4:12 describes it as living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword, penetrating even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. As we engage with Scripture, it exposes our innermost thoughts and attitudes, convicting us of sin and guiding us toward righteousness. This process of correction isn't meant to condemn, but to transform us into Christ's likeness. Scripture nurtures our spiritual growth. Just like food nurtures our physical bodies, 1 Peter 2:2 urges us, like newborn babes, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Regularly feeding on the Word, regularly reading Scripture in a way, not just to read it where we can mark a checkbox that we did our devotional that day, but like I used to tell my boys when they were little, read to retain, read to learn, read to soak in Jesus. Regularly feeding on the Word equips us with wisdom and strength that we need to grow as disciples. Just like a baby requires milk to grow strong and healthy, we need the nourishment of God's Word to mature in our faith and deepen our relationship with Him. Living in the Word requires intentionality and dedication. Daily reading is an essential practice. Setting aside time each day to read the Bible helps us internalize its truths and apply them to our lives. Consistent engagement with Scripture builds a solid foundation for our faith, enabling us to stand firm in the face of life's storms. Daily reading, and daily reading to truly assimilate what Jesus is saying, what God is saying. Then we also have to take the time to reflect on what we read. Meditation involves pondering the meaning and implications of Scripture. Psalms 1:2 says, "But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on His law day and night?" Meditation allows the Word to sink deep into our hearts, transforming our minds and shaping our perspectives. As we meditate on Scripture, we gain insights into God's character and His will for our lives. It helps enable us to live out His teachings more fully. Memorizing Scripture equips us with truths that we can recall in times of need. Psalms 119:11 states, "I have hidden Your word in my heart, and that I might not sin against You." When we commit verses to memory, we arm ourselves with God's Word. It keeps us ready to combat temptations and challenges. These stored truths become a source of comfort, guidance, and strength. And they help us navigate life's complexities with wisdom and grace. And while it would be nice to be able to recite every verse in the Bible from memory, y'all, I'm going to honestly tell you, I couldn't word for word recite very many verses from the Bible. But reading to keep the information gives me the essence that helps me make decisions, helps me live my life. We talk in Wednesday morning devotional every week that the questions in the upper room almost every week. What is a verse that helps you with whatever the devotional was about? And we look at each other like, you know, hoping somebody comes up with one, with a verse. But a lot of times we can't. But a lot of times we can give the thought behind a verse that has stayed with us. So read to learn, read to change. Engaging with Scripture through study is another very important practice. Studying the Bible in depth allows us to uncover its rich layers of meaning and understand its historical and cultural context. This deeper understanding enhances our appreciation of God's Word and its relevance to our lives today. I can promise you there are Christians today who say the Bible is just an archaic book. The writers, they discount them being inspired by God and look at the Bible as something totally written for its time when it was written, not realizing that, or not admitting that, by all means, the Bible is God's Word. Yes, it was written 2,000 years ago. But if you believe in God, then you know 2,000 years ago, He knew where we were going to be today. No, what is in the Bible is true. What is in the Bible is true. And we need to know what it says. We need to immerse ourselves in it. Because when we do that, it begins to shape our character. And yes, it'll begin to change our worldview. We start to see the world through the lens of God's truth. And this transformation impacts our decisions, relationships, and sense of purpose. The more we align our lives with Scripture, the more we reflect Christ's love and grace to those around us. Living in the Word also brings a sense of freedom. Jesus said in John 8:32, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." This freedom is not about doing whatever we want, but about living in alignment with God's will. It liberates us from the bondage of sin, the lies of the enemy, and the pressures of the world. When we know and live the truth, we experience a deeper sense of peace and joy that transcends our circumstances. This journey of discipleship, of living in the Word, is ongoing. It's a lifelong process of learning, growing, and becoming more like Christ. We will never, ever fully arrive to the point that we're exactly like Christ, but with each step, we draw closer to Him and reflect His love more clearly to those around us. Living in the Word means being open to its correction and transformation, allowing it to mold us into vessels of His grace and truth. As we live out our discipleship, we must also remember the importance of community. The first disciples were called together to follow Jesus. We too are called to be a community of believers, supporting and encouraging one another in our walk with Christ. Engaging in the means of grace, prayer, scripture reading, worship, helps us stay connected to Jesus and to one another. These practices nurture our faith and equip us to live out our discipleship in the world. Reflecting on this passage and the call to follow Jesus, we should ask ourselves some very important questions. We touched on them last week. We'll probably touch on them next week. How is Jesus calling us to follow Him today? What immediate steps can we take to respond to His call? Are there nets in our lives, things that we need to leave behind to follow Him more fully? These questions require honest reflection and prayer. In our journey of discipleship, we must be open to the leadings of the Holy Spirit. We must be attentive to the ways God is speaking to us, calling us to a deeper commitment, and inviting us to participate in His work. Let's support one another in this journey, recognizing that we are not alone, but part of a community of believers all called to follow Jesus. Our individual callings have personal implications. We each have unique gifts and talents given by God intended for use in our discipleship journey. And if we spend time and reflect on how our specific gifts can be used in service to God's kingdom, it will help us find our place within the mission of the church. Discipleship extends to our daily interactions and the way we conduct ourselves in all aspects of life. Whether at work, at home, or in our community, we are called to embody the love and teachings of Jesus. We're called to be a light in the darkness, showing kindness and compassion. We're called to live with integrity and humility. Our lives should be a witness to the transformative power of God's grace, drawing others to the light of Christ. Being a disciple requires perseverance. The journey of following Jesus isn't always easy. We face challenges, setbacks, and times when we feel discouraged and overwhelmed. But it's in these moments that our faith is strengthened. Jesus never promised that following him would be free from hardship, but he promised he would be with us. The first disciples formed a close-knit group, supporting one another. We need to learn from the first disciples. We need to learn from the early church, the reason we spent a year and more going through Acts. We are called to be a community. And we are called to be a community that reaches out. And while we're in community, we still have to attend to our personal spiritual disciplines. These disciplines such as prayer and meditation and fasting and acts of service, they aren't just religious duties. They are means of grace that open our lives to the transforming work of the Holy Spirit. Through these practices, we become more attuned to God's voice, more aware of His presence, and more responsive to His leading. Living in the Word means letting it influence our relationships. As we grow in our knowledge of Scripture, we become better equipped to love others as Jesus loves us. The Word teaches us to forgive and to show compassion. The Word teaches us to serve others selflessly. It challenges us to put others' needs before our own and to seek reconciliation and peace in our interactions. When Scripture shapes our relationships, we become conduits of God's love and grace in the world. Living in the Word also calls us to engage with the world around us. We're not meant to be in isolation. We're not meant to be withdrawn from society. We're meant to be active participants in God's mission. The Great Commission commands us to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything Jesus has commanded. As disciples living in the Word, we are called to share the gospel, to be witnesses to the truth, and to work for justice and mercy in our communities. To do that, y'all, we have to be informed and thoughtful about the Bible and about the issues facing our world today. The Bible provides principles and values that guide our responses to social, economic, and political challenges. Living in the Word means seeking wisdom from Scripture on how to address issues we see in society. It means advocating for the marginalized and the oppressed and speaking out against injustice. It means working towards solutions that reflect God's love and righteousness. Living in the Word involves a commitment to lifelong learning. As we grow in our faith, we must continue to seek deeper understanding and knowledge of God's Word. This means not just reading and studying the Bible, but engaging other sources that can help us grow in our faith. Books, sermons, podcasts, discussions with fellow believers can all provide valuable insights and perspectives. By continually learning, we stay vibrant and active in our faith. Discipleship is a call to action. It's not enough to hear the Word. We must do what it says. James 1:22 says, "Do not merely listen to the Word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." Let us commit to being not just hearers, but doers of the Word. Let us immerse ourselves in Scripture, allowing it to guide, correct, and nurture us. And let us live out its truths daily. Bow your heads with me, please. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for your Word, which guides, corrects, and nurtures us. Help us to immerse ourselves in Scripture, to meditate on its truths, and to commit it to our hearts as we seek to live in your Word. Transform us into the likeness of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us the strength to be doers of the Word, not just hearers. And may your truth set us free and lead us to live lives that honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.